Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with four of the Audubon High School students who did a trip to Haiti, and we want to find out about how that happened and some of the things that they did. So we're going to start with Drew Christensen. And Drew, how did this idea get started?
Last year at the state FFA convention, me and Cliff were looking through some events they had, and the Sioux Central FFA had a booth there. And previously that year before, they went to Haiti, and so they're trying to have other kids go to Haiti. So we saw that, and we went up and talked to our advisor, Brittany Elmquist, and said, we need to take kids to Haiti next year. And all she said was, sure. And, well, now here's a year and a half later, we've been to Haiti.
All right. And I know you've shared some of your experiences many times, and we're going to come back and hear a few of those. Now, next we're visiting with Mary Weedy. And Mary, of course, there had to be, you know, here's the idea. Now we've got to get it in motion. So what happened next, and how did you get this organized?
So Mrs. Elmquist contacted the Sioux Central FFA, and they gave us some papers and some names from the Global Compassion Network. And we got the applications, and we applied to go, and then they accepted us, and then we started meeting with Global Compassion, and then we did our own setup of the grain bin this past year at State FFA Convention, and then we just went this past summer. And there was a lot of shots that we had to get and paperwork to do. We had to get a passport and all kinds of just little things to be able to go over, but they were all worth it.
Uh-huh. Were you surprised about all the paperwork and all the things you had to go through?
Not really. I think they kind of told us that there was a lot of stuff to fill out and deadlines and stuff, but it all just like flowed really nicely, and we got it all done.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you had to have some money.
Yeah, we had two big fundraisers. We had a pancake breakfast feed, and we did donkey basketball, where we just asked community members to participate in donkey basketball, and then we sold tickets during school. So okay. That raised us a lot of money.
Did members, the people who went, did you also have to put some money in of your own?
We did not have to pay anything. We raised enough, and we had enough sponsorships, and we even had extra to send back over once we got home for different things like beds and stuff over there.
Well, that had to be a really good feeling to be able to kind of follow up with that. And we're going to come back and talk about follow-up, but before that, we're going to visit with Cliff Nelson. And Cliff, you were in on kind of getting this idea going. How did you feel as you were preparing for this? Were you scared? Were you excited? Nervous?
I was a little bit of everything, and I think we all were. It was a little overwhelming at first when you saw the number you had to raise to go and all the preparation you had to do to get the fundraisers ready and then do the fundraisers themselves. The pancake dinner and the donkey basketball went really well. That's what raised all of our funds to be able to go and then some.
So you had a lot of community support here.
Yeah, the Lions Club helped us out a lot to get the pancake supper or pancake feed up and going, and mm-hmm. We had a lot of people come out and help us go to Haiti.
Okay. And I know you had some fun as well as a whole lot of hard work. Becca Peters, how many of you went to Haiti?
There was eight of us from Audubon. There's the six students, and there's the principal and his wife. And there are a couple other from around the state of Iowa.
Did you get to meet other young people, other people who were there working also?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And so they were from other places that you just were there. What were the living conditions like, Becca? What did you live in, a dorm? I mean, how did you, where did you sleep? Where did you eat?
We stayed at a hotel called the Mimosa.
And so was it, did you feel like you were kind of living on the edge there, or was it everything was just fine?
Where we stayed at was one of the better places. We stayed at where one of the country officials lived, and so it was one of the higher end places.
Did you have a hairdryer?
No.
Sometimes those things that we take for granted just aren't there. So, Drew, what did you think about the living conditions?
Well, I guess where we stayed was gated. There was walls with razor wire surrounding us, and we always had a security guard on the gates. So I felt pretty safe. Actually, the whole time in Haiti, I never felt uncomfortable. Haiti's, you know, they're very welcoming, and for an example, we went to church for three church services on Sunday, and the whole time there was older ladies that normally in America we'd have them, you know, sit. They had to stand up, and we got to sit, and they were mad if we let them sit. It's just they're very welcoming and very peaceful country. A lot of, I know, talk to people through the community were scared for us to go down there, but not one time was I scared.
Oh, that's good. You felt really comfortable there. Mary, was there a language challenge?
Just a little bit. The younger girls at the orphanage are starting to learn English, but you could kind of catch on eventually, or they'd kind of point and you could kind of tell what they were trying to say. But if once we told them like our names, they remembered them, like, so they could say our names a lot. And otherwise, we just kind of just walked around with them. We still talk sometimes, but it wasn't bad. It was pretty. We had a tour guide kind of, or like a guy we were working with, who helped us out a little bit if we had a question on, if we were trying to tell them something.
Well, that's good to have a helping hand there, because to know how to get along with everybody. What about the food, Cliff?
The food was always fresh. They picked a lot of fresh fruit and would wash it, and we'd eat it. We ate a lot of white meat. We ate goat and chicken with kind of like a Creole sauce, which is almost like beans. And we also ate a lot of plantains, which is similar to a unripe banana that they'd mash, and it tasted kind of like a potato.
So you had some new experiences.
Yeah, there's a lot of different fruit that I would never eat around here.
It was okay, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Okay. It got you full.
Okay, very good. Well, we want to talk about some of the things you did. And so, Becca, I want to talk about, I believe you worked at the orphanage. What did you do?
At the orphanage, some of us painted, some of us planted, some of us welded rafters for a new building that they were making. And on our free time, we would play with the girls and communicate. And
How old were the girls there?
There was 40 girls. Their age ranged from 2 years old to 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you said you played games with them. Did you have to learn some new games? Did you teach them some new games? What kind of games did you play?
The main game that they played was, they played a lot of dominoes, and at one point we played soccer, so it wasn't that different. It was games that we would play here in America,
uh-huh.
too.
Okay. And how did they react to your being there playing with them?
They were very happy that we were there, and they welcomed us very well. And each of us had, like, a little girl or a few of them that would, like, be our little sisters throughout the whole trip.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Drew, I want to find out what you worked on.
I drove tractor. They had a tractor there. So I plowed fields. That's basically what I did for 2 days straight, which is kind of cool. They asked who old you could drive tractor, and about three of us raised hands, and I guess I got lucky. So that's what I did. It was kind of fun.
And is that something you did at home, so you felt really comfortable?
Yeah,
with
it
that?
Was nothing out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
So okay.
And Mary, we've got to find out what you did.
I did a lot of planting and playing with the girls. If I wasn't working, you could always find me, I guess, with a bunch of kids and just having fun. It was nice to get to know some of them and their stories and how they got to the orphanage. So it was just interesting to just hang out with them, have somebody for them to love.
You all have kind of sound like this was really, it might have been work, but you had a good time doing that. Cliff, what did you help with?
I helped weld the rafters.
Okay. Main job. That sounds like a big job. Got to get that done.
Yeah, was a lot of fun.
Okay, and last question here, and kind of a short answer for a big question, that is, how has it changed your life or your thinking, Cliff?
It's what we always kind of say is it's not better or worse, it's just different. We don't want to go down with a kind of an idea of what we think we're going to change. We came back more changed than we changed them, because we learned a lot from them.
Mary?
I learned that we take a lot of things for granted here, like just little things like our cell phones or just different things that they can just have fun with the littlest things. Like we played catch with a water bottle and we had like a blast, but I just think that we do take a lot of things for granted here and we need to just learn to treasure the little things.
Mm-hmm. And Becca, what was the result in your life, do you think?
I think Mary and Cliff pretty much summed it up, that it's not bad or anything, or we're not any better than them. It's just a different place, and we do take a lot for granted here.
Okay. Drew, your last chance here. How has it affected you?
I guess you got to think that everyone kind of, you know, grows up, you know, is born in the same situations. Some are just born in better situations than others. But if you go down there and look in their situations, they're not jealous of us. They're just they're way happier than actually we are with less. It's kind of weird to think about how we have all this stuff in the world and all these possibilities, and a lot of us are always mad and cranky and stuff. But they have little, and they're always just, I mean, they're peaceful people, and it's that was really cool for me.
Okay, great lessons learned. All of us could benefit by that. We want to thank you very much, Mary Weedy and Cliff Nelson and Drew Christensen and Becca Peters for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. A smile speaks all languages.